Does that mean the county commission has to vote for the COLA again for us to get back to our current wages?
Donna, I don't know the answer without looking at the statute as to how the COLA works with the base, what I call the base salary, which is what the salary is to be for each of the elected officials that is on the table for you all to decide today.
Would our current
That's one thing. And then the cost of living allowance is, I know, separately dealt with in the statute, but I don't, without having the statute in front of me, I feel uncomfortable trying to tell you what to do.
Frank, can I read to you what you had me highlight as the main thing?
Sure.
Such in, this is 53 through 3.7. You had to highlight this pertinent thing, then you said this one sentence is important. Such increase shall be expressed as a percentage of the compensation being paid during the term of office when the vote is taken.
Correct.
Could I make a motion and see what
let's get this deal. So do we include the COLA or do we not?
Your current salary is your base salary.
Okay, hold on. Let me say what I have on this, and then you all can chew it over. I think you should break it down. I think you should address first what the base salary would be
without the COLA.
When you say without the COLA, we're not talking about a COLA if it were to be added for 2018. I think what Jimmy's talking about is what we currently have.
The COLA that was added January 1st of 2017.
So my question is our current salary our base salary?
Yes. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yes.
Compensation being paid.
Hold on, wait a minute.
What I've been trying to say for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
All right, well, hold on. Okay. Just everybody be quiet for a minute, because I'm trying to get this straight on the phone.
Okay.
So let me tell you what I understand to be the situation, and if I'm wrong, you can correct me, and I'll give you an opinion based on a correct understanding. What I understand is, in trying to determine the percentage adjustment to the base salaries of the elected officials that are the subject of this salary commission, and trying to determine what that'll be, you're trying to decide whether or not the current salary, which will be adjusted, is the current total amount of compensation, which would include the COLA that took effect the first of this year.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yes, I think that's absolutely correct. I think you look at what the paycheck is today, which would include the COLA amounts, and you adjust that. That's the dollar amount that you're going to be adjusting.
Okay. So your current salary is the base salary.
Compensation basis.
Right or wrong, we have an opinion.
I'm sorry, Donna, I couldn't hear you.
I said right or wrong, Frank, we got an opinion, and that's what we needed.
Okay. And somebody write it down so that if I'm wrong, I'll get the blame later on.
Hey, we're recording it, so you're good.
Okay.
And we know you're giving us the best that you can, because it's a nightmare to read these statutes.
This one is a horrible statute.
Somebody needs to work with the legislators and get this straightened out.
They don't want to
touch
it.
They did, and they messed it up.
Does anybody else have any other questions for Mr. Connie?
I'd like to make a motion with him listening to see if it's in line. And I'm making this motion off of the 2013, or using it as a pattern. Prosecuting Attorney Merrill moves the elected officials' salaries be set at 125% of the salary schedule. So I'm going to make a motion.
He says we're not by salary
don't
schedule.
Use the salary no. schedule.
Okay, turn me down, but can I just make the motion?
Okay.
I make a motion that we set the elected official salaries at 105% of the salary schedule, which is the table that's in the statutes. Thank you. I know we're above it, but I believe it's too high, and that's my motion.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Thanks for letting me make it. Appreciate that.
Motion dies for lack of second.
It's just because it's against
Would he pray for you?
Yeah, does anybody else need Mr. Cardinal?
Thank you, Frank.
Frank, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, well, thank you all. Good luck, and call me back if there's anything else.
All right, we will. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Sorry, guys, earlier when I talked to him, I thought he was stressing and had to say salary position.
We did.
Well,
I don't care what he said. I mean, it was good enough then.
It wasn't. That's why we
I come up with 98.39%.
Well, we're working off of it. We're using it.
That would be one.
We're not using 125?
671, I believe. 1.671%.
Don't sound right. Because we're 4%.
Again, that base makes a lot of difference. What you're using as your base makes a lot of difference. So if you reduce, and we're using, the, as he said, the current salary as our base.
Okay, the higher offices, the ones that are at 125%, are making what?
67,575.
67,575. You said 1.671.
Yeah, that's.
I make a motion that there not be any increase in compensation.
From.
I would be careful with that.
During the term of office, when the vote is taken, so he goes ahead.
During the next term of office for the officers affected.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
You do roll call?
Let's do discussion real quick.
Okay. All right, we'll have some discussion.
Again, because I think we're all trying to make sure. I know it says no increase in compensation.
67,750.
675.
What do you want to do?
He's wanting to equalize.
We can't equalize.
Yeah,
we can't equalize. We can get close. We can get close.
67,575.
Yep. You've got to
have the
other
set that
will
equalize them.
Mr.
Neely, what was your
motion? Leslie, did you get it?
Donna Neely made a motion. There would be no increase in compensation. That's as far as I got.
Salary Commissioner Forster, there shall be no increase in compensation.
During the next term of office for the officers. Because I included that portion right there.
See, this is what I'm reading. That's the paragraph 8. That's why I was just.
That's just
awesome.
Brandon.
If you want that,
I'll figure
it out.
I withdraw my motion.
No. You've
already got a second. You're good.
You have a second, so you
need
a
vote.
So, are we still in discussion?
Was there something wrong with your motion?
We are in discussion.
Well, I don't want anybody, if you don't think that motion is fine, I don't have a problem changing it.
Here. Well, we have.